and it's so swell. This has got to be Philadelphia's bobbin' boy, Mr. Bobby Rydell.
We're kissing in Cleveland, Kansas City too. They're wearing in Wildwood, back in Waterloo. There's hoots in all over, even in St. Louis. So baby, get ready.
Sounded so swell from Philadelphia, baby. That's the way we do it to it here. With Big Wizard, your boss with a hot sauce and Nikita with the heater, nothing could be finer, not even if you were in Carolina. 1959 sounding so fine. That's the year day we're into right now. The rock and roll generation on radio number one on WPGC. Oh, gee.
WPGC FM Morningside.
Every hour, a different year. In the rock and roll generation, 1954 to 1971.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you do. No, 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 baby, I ain't asking what you do.
You're just a bigger, bigger, bigger hungry look.
A wiggle to look. Don't be a stingy little mama. You're about to starve me half to death.
No, 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 no.
I ain't asking what you use.
No, 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 no.
better out about 4 years by then, baby. That's Elvis himself. Swivel hips, you call him whatever you want, man. But the man is dynamite and still is. 1959, the year in the rock and roll generation. Your brother, Heavywood. Beck Wilson at WPGC.
WPGC.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1959.
And his name is Dooley. He's my guy, and I love him truly. He's not good looking. Heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He's got a whirly birdie and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, but that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. So he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. But he landed in the brig for raising such a storm. When they tried to put him in a uniform, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down and writing how to bury me.
A wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, give me tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
Stevens and Pink Shoelaces, one of the super songs of the year 1959 at WPGC Radio Number 1. These big names in 1959 were being bantered about, like Elvis Presley and Dodie Stevens, and Bobby Day was still around, and a couple of others. Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington came on the scene. Bo Diddley was still strong. But do you remember Ivan Robic? Ivo Robic. I-V-O. That's the way you spell the first name. You remember Ivo Robic, don't you? You don't remember Ivo Robic? That's the problem. Nobody remembers Ivo Robic, see? But Ivo Robic had the number 13 song in 1959. It started out in October and became popular about the early December. But it was the number 13 song on the top 100 of Billboard in 1959. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Ivo Robic.
Morgen, morgen, lacht uns wieder das Glück. Gestern, gestern, liegt schon so weit zurück. War es auch eine schöne, schöne Zeit. Morgen, gestern, 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 ist uns heute einerlei. War es auch eine schöne, schöne Zeit. Sind wir heute auch arm und klein, sind wir heute auch ohne Sonnenschein. wieder das Glück. Morgen, morgen kommt die schöne Zeit zu uns zurück.
Remember the name, but you probably, I'm sure, remember the song. Maybe you don't even remember it, but take my word for it. It was number 13 in the Billboard Top 100 overall in the year 1959. Also in the year 1959, historically, it was a very exciting year because Fulgencio Batista, you remember that name, he got out of Cuba, friends, and our bearded friend Fidel Castro came along. And he was carried into the streets of Havana on his countrymen. You know, they'd overthrown the country. And that was the first year he was really into what was happening in the country of Cuba. Nikita Khrushchev spoke before the UN, asked the disarmament of all nations within a four-year period. And we know where that got to, don't we? But probably most significant that you might remember, that was the year that Hawaii came in as the 50th state. Congress voted the admission of Hawaii as the 50th state. And now from 1959, a young gentleman by the name of Big J. McNeely was an artist from Los Angeles. He's one of the giants of rhythm and blues out in the West Coast, and he'd been very influential as a pioneer of rock. And he had a series of bands as far back into the 1940s and early 50s. And he recorded this song we're about to hear called There Is Something on Your Mind on a local label called the Swingin' Label. But it became pretty big nationwide. But most important of all, the lead singer was a guy by the name of Little Sonny Warner, who was the house vocalist in Forestville, Maryland, for a rib joint. So you people in Forestville, Maryland, and all the surrounding metro areas, here's your singer, your lead singer, Little Sonny Warner, and he's being featured along with Big J. McNeely.
There is something on your mind about the way you look at me. Girl, if you ever think
Little Sonny Warner from Forestville, Maryland, was singing in a rib joint when Jay McNeely discovered him from L.A. while visiting. They got together, and There's Something on Your Mind, a big song back in 1959 for the young gentlemen together. Believe it or not, Forestville, Maryland person friends made it into the big time, so to speak. 1959 continues with Big Wilson and WP. Los Angeles disc jockey Hunter Hancock on KGFJ.
This great Hollywood lawyer is known as the miracle man who gets his clients off the hook. In fact, the words "get me Geisler" have become bywords for top stars in trouble. Now, in this week's Saturday Evening Post, Jerry Geisler tells Pete Martin the facts behind his most sensational cases. You'll discover how brilliant court strategy and thorough investigation helped acquit Errol Flynn on Morrow's charges, Charlie Chaplin on a Mann Act charge, and striptease artist Lily St. Cyr on a charge of indecent exposure. You'll read about the headline divorces of Shelley Winters and Cary Grant and find out what kinds of divorce cases Geisler will never handle. What are the facts behind the killing of Johnny Stampinato by Lana Turner's daughter? Who, in Geisler's opinion, was his greatest courtroom witness? Be sure to read the Jerry Geisler story in this week's Saturday Evening Post.
In 1959, during the rock and roll generation of WPGC Radio Number 1. Hey, 1959 was the year that the kids on Hit Parade gave it all up. Snooky Lanson and Dorothy Collins on the Hit Parade television show, they finally hung it up for their sponsors, Lucky Strike. And this was after failing to really get into the groove of the top songs with the way that the original artists were doing them. They were doing them, and they were doing a pretty fair job of them, but they weren't doing them the way that the real people with the real records and the real sound of 1959 were doing them. Anybody remember what a Champion spark plug commercial of 1959 sounds like? Here it comes again.
One little, two little, three little spark plugs, four little, five little, six little spark plugs, seven little, eight little worn-out spark plugs, wasting gas and power. Check those worn-out spark plugs. Check and change to Champion spark plugs. Champion, Champion, Champion spark plugs. They'll save gas and power.
You know, a spark plug check is the quickest, easiest way to find out if your engine is performing its best. By merely looking at your spark plugs, your serviceman can tell if your engine is overheating or using too much oil and gas. He can get an idea if your ignition system is okay, too. So have your plugs checked today. And if you need new ones, get new Champions, the world's favorite spark plug. With a set of new Champions, you'll get an immediate boost in power, better mileage, too.
One little, two little, three little champions. Four little, five little, six little champions. Seven little, eight little champions. Spark plugs, they'll save gas and power.
WPGC-FM Morningside.
I got a letter from my baby. She said she's coming home today. I got a letter from my baby. She said she's coming home today. Oh, well, my baby wasn't lying. She was coming home to stay. Sugary, sugary. Pencil and a paper, and I said right down to write. I got a pencil and a paper, and I said right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night. Sugary, sugary. The station. She had her baggage in her hand. Well, I met her at the station. She had her baggage in her hand. I said, I love you, pretty baby. I'll make you happy if I can.
Gentleman's name in 1959 and Sugary the song, a very big song in the year 1959. A couple little bit more tidbits in the year 1959. Lonely Guitar and Annette was a big song, and Annette was a big thing in 1959. She had sort of grown up and began to sing, but one of her songs, Lonely Guitar, was written by Jimmy Dodd. Anybody remember who Jimmy Dodd was? Jimmy Dodd was the guy that was the leader of the Mickey Mouse Club, you know, the television show. He was the guy that was the, not the older guy that was with him, but the young guy, but he was really the dominant leader of the Mickey Mouse Club. Anyway, he wrote Lonely Guitar for Annette, and that was number 50 overall in 1959. The weirdest song, probably, the most surprising one, I guess, was Battle Hymn of the Republic by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, backed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, and that got all the way to as high as number 13 in the year 1959. Now, let's go ahead up to about 1970. In 1970, this gentleman was elected as one of the top three country and western singers of that year. That was 1970, one of the top three country and western singers of that year. In 1959, this is what he sounded like.
Smile to temple.
That gentleman has been scoring hit after hit and million seller after million seller between the years of 68 and about presently. And that's Conway Twitty, but he's doing it in the country and western field. He's forgotten about rock and roll just about altogether and has been very, very successful in C&W of late. Conway Twitty and Mona Lisa. Big Wilson of Fun at WPGC in the year 1959 comes to a close in 1960, right around the corner.